Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get this thing we call life. Spoken by a prince. Thank you for the giggles. Not everyone knows that reference. We're not here to talk about Prince this morning, but we are here to talk about life and what life means to us as people of God. Jesus says this morning, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Google that verse, if you know what Google is. Google it when you get home, or you can do it right now. You won't offend me. I work with college students who are on their phones all the time. Google that verse, and you will find images of serene waterfalls with that verse on top of it, or of pristine backdrops of the beautiful mountains. It's a very pretty, beautiful image of creation. With these beautiful words that Jesus gives us. Love one another just as I have loved you. Well, I love my husband. Most days, I love my husband. On a good day, I love my husband. And I love my kids. Most days, I love my kids. Well, on a really good day, I love my kids. It was a long weekend, long day yesterday. And I love my job and my neighbors and those around me. When I think of the really good times that we've had together. And I think of all the really good things that I've done for them, and I can feel really proud of the ways in which I've shown love for them. And I look back to this Googled verse of love one another, and I think back to that beautiful, pristine waterfall behind it. And I stand up a little straighter, and I feel a little bit prouder, and I know that I've done exactly what Jesus has told me to do. I'm a pretty good Christian, and I imagine you are, too. Love one another, just as I have loved you. We do it every day, don't get me wrong. But this verse is not really in context. You see, taking just that one verse put on top of a beautiful picture of creation is actually taking the entire story out of its context. The internet got it wrong again. You see, actually, our gospel reading this morning, which is rather short and a little odd, God and himself and Jesus and him and himself and us and all of that wording. It's actually the end of the story of Maundy Thursday. The end of the story where Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. It's the end of the story of the Last Supper. The end of the story where Judas has already put into place a very evil plan. And Jesus knows the end of this story, and Jesus knows that Judas has betrayed him. And yet we know that he continues and he washes Judas' feet as well as the other disciples. And he washes Peter's feet, who we know will betray him. He washes everyone's feet. Because he has this commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You see, Jesus doesn't pick favorites. He doesn't say, love your family when it's convenient. Love your husband when he does something really nice for you. Love your kids when they want to snuggle with you. He means to love everyone at their worst. Love those people who may not deserve it. Last week, this commandment brought a new meaning to myself for the first time in my life. It's a commandment that I've heard a lot, I'm sure like you have. You've heard it so much, it doesn't mean much to you anymore. Last week, I found myself sitting in a circle with about 30 community members and about 25 inmates, offenders, they were called, from the maximum security prison in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I participated in what was called a restorative justice class through Marquette University. We sat all of us together, community members and offenders, to talk not really about what crime does, but how it affects communities and the people around us. I sat next to men who were spending years in prison to life in prison. I sat next to men who had committed really horrible crimes. I didn't ask what they were in for. But over those 3 days that we were together, some confessed their crimes, and more than one was in for murder. Love one another, just as I have loved you. Sitting in that room, it was not easy to follow that commandment. And I can tell you there were times when I did not follow that commandment because of my own anger at what I heard. Love your family just as I have loved you. Love your neighbors just as I have loved you. Here's a good one, 2016. Love those with different political opinions just as I have loved you. Love the prisoner just as I have loved you. Love terrorists just as I have loved you. Jesus didn't make any distinction. And all of a sudden, this commandment doesn't seem quite so doable, does it? You see, there is a promise and a purpose to this commandment. The purpose is to challenge us to live as Jesus would live, knowing full well there's no way that we can ever do that. We have barriers and blocks that prevent us from fully being in relationship and loving those who have hurt us, who have betrayed us, who make us angry. There is no way that we can ever fully love everyone around us equally and as Jesus would. Nevertheless, we are challenged every day to try. And every day, you wake up with a new slate. Maybe you didn't yesterday. You wake up this morning, fresh slate, try. There is also a promise to this commandment. And that is that no matter wherever our love fails, God's love never does. God loves each and every one of us, just as we are. May God's love challenge you to live in a radically new way in this world, so that the world might know God's love. Amen.